Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The word good in the English language is kind of a confusing word. Because the word can be used in a moral sense, as in the case of a good man versus an evil man. Or the word can be used in a qualitative sense, as the case of a good piece of fruit versus a rotten piece of fruit. Good can also be used in the sense of expertise or excellence, as an example of a good tennis player versus an unskilled tennis player. In the creation account of Genesis chapter 1, God looked around at everything he had made, and the scripture tells us that he saw that it was good. But this good, in Genesis 1, has to do with the idea of harmony, with beauty, with completeness. It says something that is pleasing and whole, more than it does with these other meanings of good that we used at the beginning of our message today. And thus the term in the Greek translation of the Old Testament does not use the word for good that we have in our text for today. The Greek word that our English language translates as good in our text today is a Greek word, agathos. It suggests the idea of excellence or moral uprightness. Jesus asked the Pharisees, which is lawful to do on the Sabbath day, good or evil, to save life or to kill? Now, of course, the obvious answer is to do good, to save life, to help, and to serve, and to heal others where possible. And so Jesus then proceeded to heal the man with the shriveled hand. Though, according to Jewish law, neither was lawful to do on the Sabbath day, because no work whatsoever was to be done on the Sabbath. But Jesus, being full of goodness, would not be denied from doing that which was central to his very nature. And thus the Sabbath day was never a roadblock for Jesus to perform his goodness. If someone needed to be helped or healed or blessed, and it just so happened to be on the Sabbath day, he went ahead and he did the good deed. He went ahead and did the right thing, proving the point that there is never a wrong time to do the right thing. In Mark chapter 10, a rich man ran up to Jesus and he fell down on his knees before him and he asked Jesus, he said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, considering that this man fell on his knees before Jesus as a posture of humility and worship, and considering that he asked Jesus about eternal life, it is likely that he used this word good in the sense of moral purity and excellence, not in the sense of his expertise and his knowledge as a teacher. Because Jesus responds to him by saying, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." In other words, No one is morally excellent or morally upright but God alone. There are plenty of good teachers in the sense of those who know their subject matter, those who know how to convey that subject matter to others. But there's only one who is morally upright and excellent. Only one who is without sin. And that one is God alone. And thus, Jesus would later refer to himself as the good shepherd. He wasn't just a shepherd who was good, that is, that he was proficient at his job of shepherding. He's the good shepherd because he is morally upright and excellent in everything he does. And thus, since he had no sin of his own for which he must be punished, he could lay down his life for his sheep, taking upon himself the punishment for their sin. Which is exactly what Jesus, our good shepherd, did through his suffering and his death on the cross, whereby we have been forgiven and saved. For some reason, in our modern world, folks who go around doing good are often looked down upon. You know, I don't know if people are threatened by them or jealous of them or what, but, you know, people that do a lot of good are often talked about in a negative light. There's even a term for folks who go around doing good all the time. We call them do-gooders. How wonderful would it be if people looked at us, the disciples of Jesus, the church of Jesus Christ, as a bunch of do-gooders, as those who always went around doing good. Because you see, regardless of what the world thinks, there is never a wrong time to do good. There's never a wrong time to let the fruit of Jesus' Spirit work through us to touch and to bless others. Jesus was a do-gooder. He went around doing good, even to those who would not thank him, even to the outcasts of society, even on the Sabbath. He even did the ultimate good by laying down his life for us and conquering death for us, that we would be forgiven of our sins and given that gift of life beyond the grave. You know, Jesus once said that only God is good. But Jesus was obviously good too. And thus we see that Jesus is God. Therefore, as the Spirit of Jesus grows in us this fruit of goodness, he grows in us the fruit of God himself. May we daily bless others with the goodness of God, that with which we ourselves have been blessed, in which the Spirit of Christ continues to grow in us, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.